from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The British Commonwealth has lost its longest-serving monarch. Queen Elizabeth died today at Balmoral Castle, her Scottish home. She was 96, and this year marked 70 years on the throne. Her eldest son, Prince Charles, is now king. His son, William, becomes first in line. The flags at City Hall in Timmins have been lowered to half-mast in respect of the late queen. Prime Minister Trudeau notes that most Canadians have only known the one sovereign and that Elizabeth was a constant presence in our lives, marking Canada's modern history. Once she became queen, she visited Canada 23 times, traveling from coast to coast to coast. In his statement on her passing, the PM says it is her wisdom, compassion, and warmth that we will always remember and cherish. Northeastern Ontario Family and Children's Services, the former Children's Aid, is highlighting the services it offers as it marks World Suicide Prevention Day on Saturday. Karen Gurr supervises counseling and therapy services for NeoFax. She says if a child is showing signs of being suicidal, don't be afraid to call the agency.
No one should hesitate if they feel that a child could be at risk of suicide or self-harm in any way to call us directly, and we will assist. We will help in any way possible to ensure the safety of a child or youth.
The theme of Suicide Prevention Day is Take Five to Save Lives. We have five steps to follow on our website. The Timmins Fall Fair runs this Saturday and Sunday at the Mountjoy Arena. Agricultural Society President Rock Wissell says the farmers market is staying at its new Riverside Drive location, freeing up room outside the arena for the Timmins Festivals and Events Committee to offer musical entertainment.
The tent will be set up. You'll be able to go sit in there. Have Full Beard is going to be there, so one of those. And then there's also a few of food vendors as well. So you'll be able to go sit, have a sandwich, a hamburger, and watch some local live music.
The full schedule is on the Fall Fair Facebook page. And a new survey shows more Canadians than ever are searching for a family doctor but can't find one. The poll done by the Angus Reid Institute shows the pandemic has made the search much more difficult. 17% of those surveyed don't have a family physician. That's more than 6 million Canadians, up from the 4.6 million reported by Statistics Canada in 2019. The problem is most difficult for those under 35. The survey says 28% of men and 21% of women in that age group can't find a family doctor. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.